It was almost 4 o'clock when the doorbell finally rang. "Oh, Mr. Higgins, I'm so glad you could make it out here," she said as she opened her front door. But it wasn't Ben Higgins. Taller, slimmer, and younger, the man standing at the door was nothing like the portly old plumber she'd expected. "Hi," his deep voice reverberated. "Mr. Higgins got waylaid on another job, so he sent me out to look at that plugged drain. I'm Jack." The man was several inches taller than her. He grinned sheepishly, and his dark blue eyes sparkled. "Sorry it took me so long to get out here," he added. "I got lost. You're a bit off the beaten path out here." His face had strong lines and sharp features. His dark brown hair was long and shaggy. His blue jeans were faded and his flannel shirt worn and ratty. Anna thought he looked more like a lumberjack than a plumber, but the rugged look fit him. He was distractingly handsome.
"It's the kitchen sink, right through here," she said. "I really need it fixed as soon as you can."
As she led him through her living room and toward the kitchen, she was suddenly hit with a vague feeling of familiarity, a distant memory of someone she'd once known. Had she met this man before? She turned to face him.
"Jack, do I know you from somewhere?"
He looked at her. His deep blue eyes had a quizzical look at first, then suddenly brightened. "Anna? Anna Brown, from middle school? It's me, Jack Hughes." Anna was floored. Jack Hughes had been one of her best friends back in the 8th grade, until mid-year, when he'd been yanked out of school by his parents to be homeschooled. The two of them lost touch after that. She'd lived in the city, and Jack had moved way out in the country somewhere.
"Jack Hughes,"
was all she could say. She hugged her old friend. The embrace felt good, and Anna was reluctant to end it. Maybe she was spending too much time alone out here in her little cabin in the woods.
"It's really good to see you again," he said. "What have you been up to?"
Oh, if only she could tell him.
"This and that," she offered. "I have an online business selling herbs and potpourri. It's not great, but it pays the bills."
It was the truth, as far as it went. Anna pulled back reluctantly from the embrace. The Jack she remembered had been a scraggly, string bean of a boy. The man in front of her was broad-shouldered, muscular, and lean. His clothing, although a bit baggy, still hinted at an incredible physique. Was it fate that had brought the two old friends back together at this time? Anna believed in fate, the alignment of stars, all that. But if fate was involved, why did it have to pick such a busy day? She still had so much to do before the moonrise tonight.